Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
She is here right now, and let me mention, we've just confirmed this. It's going to be a short conversation. We expect to have a longer conversation after the holidays, but sometime early in the 2 o'clock hour, Tom Pohled will join the show. So we're looking forward to that conversation. How are you, my friend?
Super duper. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's get to the holiday party. Zero is complete non-factor. Never thought okay. He once. 10, you missed me massively the entire holiday party. 0 to 10. I never crossed your mind is a 0. 10, where is he? The party would be so much better if he was here.
How honest do I need to be?
100% honest.
Okay. I would say 4.
4.
Because you know, when I walked in, I don't do a social settings very well. And so I was like, Chad's not here. So like, I have to literally walk into a room by myself and try to find someone to speak to. But I walked in the room and very quickly found people to speak to. So it turned out okay. And then I never thought of you again after that.
Thank you. You know, I'm listening right now. I'm
no.
here. And I'm here.
You rarely listen when I speak.
Yeah, that's true. I was told you stayed with one group for about 2.5 hours.
Okay. I don't know if that's true or not, but
you found a group.
Several people.
You found a group. You did not want to, you're like, circulate the room. You're like, this is safe. I'm going to stay right here. And you
but
borderline,
that's my role, dude.
You were epoxied to that group.
Well, first of all, our boss's wife has a very interesting job, and so I did stay glued to her for a while.
She's very nice, too.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. She was my safe zone. She was probably like, please go talk to someone else at this point, but no.
Yeah. No, she texted me a couple times, could you call your friend so I can talk to someone else?
Distraction.
I was also told by Dave Harrigan that other people who you had not met came up to you, and you said some version of this, I'm a TV star, leave me alone. Yes or no,
right.
Did that happen?
Come on, you know me better than that.
Yeah.
No, that did not happen, would never happen.
Dave, yes or no?
I did not make that statement because I know she would not consider herself a star.
Yeah.
Correct,
she
thank
is.
You.
She is.
Dave knows me better, clearly.
Wow.
Again. Yeah, and she didn't have to miss me because I was there, Chad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
Company
he didn't
party over golf.
For a golf, yeah.
I wish I was there. I would.
No, you don't.
You could have been there.
I could have. I could have. I could have. I mean, they could have switched the holiday party the 20th or whenever. You know?
You're not that important.
No, I'm not. I didn't even try. Now, Dave has a story of an interaction between the two of you and Dave talking about schedules. Go ahead, Dave. You know the story better than I.
We were talking about Christmas break coming up and the kids. Her daughter's 9. I have an 8 and a 5-year-old. And, you know, saying, well, I've got the week of Christmas off, thankfully, because the kids are off for 2 full weeks. But, you know, we'll have to figure out the next week with childcare and whatnot because my wife and I will both be back to work after Christmas. And she immediately popped up, Rena did, saying, I would be happy to help out. I'd be happy to take the kids for a day. We could do something, set up a play date, whatever you want. And then she even texted me the next day, say, just so you know, I wasn't loaded. I'm serious if you'd like me to help. And it was very kind.
Can I just stop?
Yes.
I think the text is that I was loaded, but I will still follow through.
No.
I'll read it again. I'm not sure. But and now, after a couple days to think about it, no offense, Rena, I don't know if this is a kind gesture. Well, I guess it could be. It could be both a kind gesture and a threat that they might end up injured at the end of the day. I don't know what's going to happen with Rena in charge.
Before you answer, text. Okay. I want people to text right now.
Listen to him. Shush, woman.
651. Hey, a man is talking right now, okay? 651-461-9226. Look pretty in the corner. I'm talking right now. 651-461-9226. Audience, knowing everything that happens to Rena on a regular basis, that is, what would we say, unpredictable, Dave? Is that
it might be predictable.
Might be.
Is there going to be an animal that bites my kids?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is a phone
that animal's
gonna,
gone now.
Is a phone going to stop working so there are no communications?
That could happen.
Could there be an injury?
Now, I get injured, but my daughter does not.
Okay.
So.
Could she go to a movie without the kids, right? Texters, would you, as willing and kind as Rena is, knowing the craziness that is the Rena Sargentopoulos life, also, here's another thing, Kevin, Dave, they could just go to the house and stay in the rooms. Because Rena leaves the house outside of work about once a month, right? Mm-hmm. So it's also possible. Texters, should Dave trust Rena with his two adorable daughters? What would you like to say? You now, the men are done talking. You now can speak.
Okay. Thank you, men, for allowing me the chance as a female to speak my truth here. I think it is an absolute shame that my good deed or my good thoughts and intentions are being twisted and turned in this way. I specifically followed up the next day with Dave to let him know that I was serious because it takes a village to raise these children. And when I don't have in-laws in town, I don't have a village either. I just happen to be lucky enough to have the week off that he does not. So I was, in fact, willing to help. Also, P.S., and by the way, I have somehow managed to make a child get to the age of 9 without losing her, without having her break anything major. So I think I am an absolutely trustworthy person.
Among the texts, the kids would be safer with Macaulay Culkin.
You know what? My mom should just stop texting you guys.
Right, let's pause. More with Rena. Again, I want more texts. 651-461. Think of your young children. Would you trust your young children with our friend, Rena Sargentopoulos? 651-461-9226. Speaking about not trusting, sometimes you may not trust yourself on the road. Sometimes you don't trust somebody else on the road. Sometimes you don't trust the house. Something bad happens to the house. Sometimes it's 25 below and a pipe bursts. Oh, that's fun. Had that happen. I told you that story, Dave, a while ago. That was no fun. You need insurance. And guess what? Insurance seemingly gets more expensive by the second. So when I'm talking about Amber Scholl, an American Family, I'm not suggesting you reach out to Amber at teamscholl.com and you're going to have the greatest insurance ever and it's free. No, you will have the most thorough, comprehensive coverage at the lowest rate possible. With Amber, who's been in this business for 15 years, the office I've trusted for 35 years, an entire team backed by a successful, longtime company where you want a person. So let's paint the picture tonight. You're driving home, you get in an accident. You want to just call 1-800 number and you get prompt after prompt after prompt after prompt after prompt after some other guy who really caused the accident is acting like a jerk. No, you want to call an office and get it figured out. TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Interact. Compare what you have. I bet high percentage of time you're going to switch to Amber Scholl American Family, TeamShoal.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, our bumper music theme today, Rena Sargentopoulos. She's now on Cable Access, co-hosting a show with Fancy Ray.
That would be so good.
God, I would love to see that at least one time.
Can they do the spots together too?
Oh my God, I'm a DirecTV guy. La di da, good for me. So I don't see Fancy Ray nearly as much as I used to. Is he still on? Like, if you got the cable, is he still on a lot?
I'll see him up here.
No idea.
The screen's up here. Yeah.
We see him up here.
The meat market spot, he still does that one.
Yeah. Other local cable access stars, who do you have? 651-461-9226. There used to be a woman named Tanya Zicardia, I think. She did a bunch of products and stuff. Who else is a local cable access star right now? Somebody suggested it would be like Snoop and Martha. Where do you stand, by the way, before we get to these texts, where do you stand on Snoop as a performer, Rena?
Oh, you know what? As a performer, I don't know a ton. He just seems like a delightfully lovely human being, though.
Yes.
My daughter watches him on The Voice. She loves that show. And he just seems like a gentle and kind soul.
I agree with that 1,000%. And he will be halftime, as we discussed yesterday in Dave's absence here. He's halftime for the Vikings-Lions Christmas game. And tremendous. I don't know how. Actually, I do. He's not going to go really with the hardcore early stuff. That would really show me something. If he did. But, I mean, that's one, Dave, where if you had said, what are we talking here, 94, 95? Is that about when Snoop was kind of popping up somewhere?
Sure.
Mid-90s? If you'd have said that when he was getting banned everywhere and ruination of America and all this, that, I don't know, when did the turnaround start, like 10 years ago or so? Well, like 20 years later, he would become America's darling. He'd be hanging out with Martha and doing all these shows.
The Olympics coverage?
Olympics coverage? Bravo. Like, well,
Bravo's
when I was
right.
Right. When I started the show with deserves another chance. Some people, I hope they've given Snoop another chance. Some of us felt like he was Snoop all the time, you know? Okay. Would people trust Rena with their children? Among the texts, I'm not certain I trust her with my daughter. Oh, by the way, she's a nurse and she's 41 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not making that one up. No, they did that. They did add, absolutely, I trust her. But I initially didn't include that part. Another text. I think you should just let the kids play in the knife drawer for a day or two. For the rest of the week, maybe they could volunteer at the county jail.
At least our listeners are funny.
Yes, they are very funny. We are reminded of that all the time. More text. I would have no qualms about leaving children in Rena's care. Can Rena host my 10-year-old granddaughter's birthday party? This is becoming like an event for you now.
That's what I should do. I should just go into party planning because I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. That's so good. I don't have enough. I want us to get to this briefly with Rena, but we need to get back to it later Because yesterday, Quentin and his para, Nathan, who it's possible Nathan is the greatest human being I've ever met. I am so unbelievably lucky to have this kind, caring young man in our life who I trust with every fiber of my body, with my son, with his health issues. And most likely later in the year, Nathan is going to move on because he wants to get on with the rest of his life. And it's going to hurt me when I have to run him over with a car because he's leaving our family. Okay. It's going to hurt me more than him.
It solves nothing. It solves nothing.
You know, but like Nathan's out there yesterday making this giant snowman, right? It's just what he does all the time. And just comes up with great ways. So I love the kid. He's amazing. What kind of snowman maker is Rena Sargentopoulos? Okay, are you good at this? Do you dig in with the snow? Where are you at?
I don't know if I'm a good snowman maker, but we've made snowmen. Like, we have all the stuff, so, like, the hat and the fake carrot nose and the buttons that you can put on it and a scarf. We've got all that. So, we've made snowmen in the past.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was good at it.
Dave?
But I would call that an art, and I'm not good at art.
Yeah, it's a little bit of art and science, right? Because the proportions have to somewhat match.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have you're picking the right time. I thought yesterday, probably today too.
Good snow.
Great snowmen making. How are you?
I'm not so good.
Not so good.
I can stack the, you know, what do you got, two big balls, three on top of each other, whatever it is. I can do that. But once you start to get, you know, you have to get the carrot in there. Usually, you know, half the face breaks off, and then we've got crying children.
Well, it sounded like you were doing it, like, with some vengeance.
You got to get it deep enough in there to stick in.
Why do you hate snowmen?
I mean, didn't he sound a little psychotic at that point? I mean, like,
Dave Harrigan goes crazy.
Yeah.
Snowman involved.
Snowman murderer.
I mean, you're gliding it in there, Dave. You're not, you know, this isn't
an... Gotta use some force.
This isn't an OJ situation here. Calm down.
Wow.
Always a pleasure.
That took a turn.
That did. I decided,
it usually does. Whatever.
I decided to go. Well, I mean, well, around the holidays, you want to bring up O.J. Simpson, don't you?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
He's on our Christmas card.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.